I think I can see where you're going with this cover. Just take it away.
Well, the folks at Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum are moving back to operational status, Casey, after the state allowed limited reopenings of the state's museums and cultural heritage sites earlier this week. While the public was away, the cattle at Farm and Ranch stayed busy, so to speak. Some gave birth. Our cover photo shows a newly born Hereford calf being lovingly attended to by its mother, and you can almost see the twinkle in her eye about curious museum goers returning to the grounds.
Aren't they sweet?
Socially distanced and masked, of course.
All right. And moving now to the somber day, the anniversary of the terrible killings at the Las Cruces bowling alley.
Yeah, it was 31 years ago this week when that happened. And, of course, it vaulted Las Cruces into the national spotlight. Presumably it was a robbery gone wrong, but some people have much more intricate theories about what happened. It's called the Bowling Alley Massacre, of course, at what was most recently called Tin Pan Alley. At that point, I think it was Sun Lanes or Las Cruces Bowl on East Amador Avenue. And all these years later, the case remains unsolved. The film about the crime is screening for the next several days in El Paso, and Ella Osterreich sat down with the family of the brother and the brother's children of one of the victims of the murders, and she's got his story and a little bit of history about it in this week's edition.
And so many folks are looking for ways to help those who have been heroes to our community, and it's often kids who find the best ways to say thank you.
You're not kidding. A class of second graders got a mind to distribute cookies to those community heroes. Their teachers and parents, of course, assisted in every way possible to make it happen. And it all originated at the J. Paul Taylor Academy. Earlier this month, the class had homemade and store-bought cookies delivered to area firehouses, hospitals, and other places where first responders and healthcare workers can be found. Mike Cook got that story, and it's got an adorable photo. Well, I shouldn't say it's the adorable photo because that's not the one we used. We used a photo of the firefighters who received the cookies. I do have an adorable photo of the kids on file, though.
Firefighters are adorable, too.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that assessment, but there might be those who would.
All right. Well, it's a great photo and some really great photos leading off the arts and entertainment section this week.
You're not kidding. You know, most of us these days have our cell phones out and we take all our mediocre photos and we have to upgrade to more memory periodically. But there are still those among us who take the art considerably more seriously. And many of them are winning statewide and regional awards for their phenomenal work in capturing the glory of this area. And as you said, our arts and entertainment section kicks off with some of their photos and the story about the award winners. You won't want to miss these. There's some really good stuff in there.
All right. Now that the Aggies have covered all of the alcoholic beverages, they've moved on to a new product line.
Yeah, we've got Aggie beer, Aggie whiskey, Aggie coffee, and now an official Aggie candle produced right here in Las Cruces. A portion of the sales of each candle, just like a portion of the sales of those other products, goes to support NMSU Athletics. You can read the story about the candle's development, licensing, and area availability on this week's business page. I plan to wander the farmer's market and see if I can find one down there.
I'm afraid to ask, what might the Aggie candle smell like?
I know that the description made me want to get one, so it's not too bad.
Not eau de pasture, huh?
Not eau de pasture, no.
And finally, there's been a lot of talk about the Olympics lately, but closer to home, it's more about the Senior Olympics.
Right. The Senior Olympics at the local level have been canceled for 2021. They're usually held in January and February, and obviously we're just not out of the public health pandemic yet for that to happen. The local office remains open to assist those who still want to compete at the state and national levels later this year, if that is allowed. You can get the full story on all that, as well as an upcoming opportunity for seniors to show off their marksmanship out at one of the local ranges. It's all on this week's sports page. And of course, everything we talked about today is just a little bit of what's in this week's bulletin, Casey. There's a whole lot more. For those who want to get to it right away, the digital bulletin can be accessed 24/7 at LasCrucesBulletin.com. That's all one word, LasCrucesBulletin.com. And you can also check us out on social media. The content is a little different in all those platforms from the print edition, and the print edition will be available on Friday.
All right, Jess, thank you so much for the update. Have a wonderful week.
You too, Casey, and bundle up for Valentine's Day because it's going to be a cold one.
Big changes this weekend. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.